I'm Nina Shaken with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm joined here on the phone today with Brenda Summers, the admissions coordinator for BYU Idaho. We're talking about her devotional talk that she has. In your talk, you mentioned several ways we can look for the hand of the Lord in our lives. The first of those was in our thoughts. How can we best recognize thoughts that come from the Lord?
I was just reading another devotional talk regarding revelation, and those thoughts can just come to us a lot of times, just an initial thought. But as we ponder on those thoughts, and as we then act upon those thoughts, that's when we start realizing that they are actually coming from our Father in heaven. And then we are able to help others that maybe we aren't aware of at the time, but through our thoughts and our deeds and our words, then we are helping individuals that Heavenly Father wants us to be a hand for Him in their life.
It's interesting to think that, you know, once we act on a thought or a prompting we have, it almost can then reaffirm to us that it came from the Lord, because you can see the blessings that come from your actions.
Very true. Very true. I agree.
The second way that you mentioned for people to recognize the hand of the Lord was through prayer. And you even share a story about how prayer helped you in your life. What advice would you give to someone who is struggling and finding it difficult to pray themselves?
I would say just keep at it. I know that there's times we don't feel like praying, and those are probably the times that we need to pray. The most important time when we should be praying, because I feel like it's the adversary trying to keep us away from our Father in heaven. So I would just say, in the difficult times, that's when we need to put forth faith and in our Father in heaven, and just kneel down and pray, or find a place where we can be alone and just pour our heart out to our Heavenly Father, and He will still respond in His time and in His way. He'll respond.
The third way that you mentioned was through service. I think, you know, we all know that service is really important. It's a principle that we learn about at church a lot. But I know that many students, especially, you know, here at BYU Idaho, or just in, you know, college students in general, it can be hard to kind of feel bogged down with classes and homework and things like dating. What advice would you give to a busy BYU Idaho student who wants to serve but is just feeling overwhelmed?
Service doesn't always have to be a big event. So many times it's the little simple things that we do that we don't realize that we're actually serving someone are the really important ones. We can be of service opening the door. We can be in service of just saying hello or smiling, or we can be in service if we look like, if there's someone that looks like their arms are loaded down, ask them if you can help carry something for them. Service is in so many different things that we can do, that it doesn't always have to be something big. And it's usually all those little simple things that we do that have the biggest impact on someone. A phone call, an email, a text. Those are the simple things that just say, I'm aware of you. I know you're there. What can I do? And I think that's the most important part of service, when we don't have the time to be involved in a big event.
And, you know, those types of those acts of service, those little things, I think those are things that I've noticed a lot here, especially at BYU Idaho. You know, whether I'm walking to my classes and somebody holds the door for me, or people ask me how my day is going, or like you said, helping me carry things. I feel like ever since I've come to school here, you know, I've really noticed that people are always willing to reach out and do small things for us. And I think that's a big way for me that I've recognized the hand of the Lord in my life and in other people's life just here at school. And I think that kind of relates. You mentioned that God is always, he's among all of us. How can BYU Idaho students help themselves and each other feel God's presence here, especially at BYU Idaho?
One thing we can do that we hear mentioned quite often from our leaders and in conference and things is start your day out with your morning prayer and ask your Father in heaven to lead you to someone or to guide you or to give you the opportunity to help someone or to be there for the need of someone. So I think that's a good way to start, is just start your morning out with asking guidance from Heavenly Father to help someone. And then that's going to stay in your mind throughout the day. And so eventually he'll give you that opportunity, but you might not recognize it right at the moment. Maybe at the end of the day, you'll look, can reflect back on your day, and then you'll be able to see where you were given that opportunity that you had prayed for, and that you were actually helping out Father in Heaven help someone else.
And I think, you know, you mentioned that it's important to take that opportunity to reflect and to think back on the day. And in your devotional talk, you also mentioned that it was important for students to take a moment to reflect on their experiences here at BYU Idaho, and also, you know, just them getting into the school and deciding to come here. And you said that they would find that the Lord was involved in their coming to BYU Idaho. How have you felt that the Lord was involved with you coming here to BYU Idaho?
I've worked for the university for quite a while, and my experience of interviewing to be hired on, the day I interviewed, I actually had interviews with two different departments, and one interview just did not feel comfortable and just did not go well. The second interview went very comfortable and went well, and that ended up bringing me to the position that I have now. But in this position in the admissions office, where we review student applications, so many times as we have been pondering and reviewing a student's application, there's an overwhelming feeling of this student needs to be a BYU Idaho, so admit that student. And I mean, it has happened a lot, and each one of us in our office, as we review applications, we've all had this experience over and over again, and we can clearly see and feel that Heavenly Father wants children to get an education, and coming to BYU Idaho is one of those places that they can come and get that education, and he is heavily involved with that decision-making process.
Hearing that just really reminds me that God is so aware of each one of us, and he wants us to succeed and be happy in our lives. Education is important, and he's providing that for so many people here at this great school. Is there anything else that you would like to mention about your devotional talk or just about BYU Idaho in general to the students here?
I would just say constantly look for the little things and be aware that the Heavenly Father is a part of every single aspect of your life. Even the things that you feel like probably are non-important, he is very involved with that. And coming to BYU Idaho is a blessing to many people that we may not even realize. We don't know how they what they had to go through to come. And so BYU Idaho is a place that Heavenly Father wants many people to attend, and he's bringing them here. And I hope each student that attends has a very positive experience as they look for the hand of the Lord in their day-to-day aspects of their college career, their relationships within their college ward. Every part of their experience, I hope, is a positive one.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.